All right, what's up, guys? Justin for the 330 Sports Show. We have Greg Kirchner, Dave Hodge, Brett Franklin all joining us. We are going to do a rapid-fire 64-person draft. So we're each going to make 16 selections. Now, before you're like, oh, damn, this is going to take forever, the goal is 30 minutes. So we're going to crank this out about 30 seconds a pick or less. So we should be able to get through this in about 30 minutes. But what you can see on the bottom there, so we're each going to draft the best nicknames in sports. So how we're going to do this is each of us are going to make 16 total picks, but four from basketball. I believe I said two from football, two from baseball, and then six wild cards. So, and those wild cards can be basketball again. They can be baseball again. They can be football again, but they can be golf, track, whatever it might be. So without further ado, we're just going to get started and crank through these and have a little fun with them. And we were just talking a little bit before this show. Some people have multiple nicknames. So if you're picking a person that, you know, might have multiple nicknames, you can throw both of the nicknames out and I'll just put the person down as the draft person. And then you'll select which one of those nicknames you guys want. So, Greg, you'll be the leadoff hitter here. So we'll start with you.
All right. I'm going to start off with Irvin Magic Johnson.
Good old Magic. All right. Yeah, anyone with a name that's more synonymous than their real first name is an easy one to pick. And Brett, I think you teased this, so I might be stealing your thunder here with my second pick. I'm going to go baseball with mine, and I'm going not George Herman. I'm going Babe Ruth, the Sultan of SWAT, the Colossus of Clout, whatever you want to say. But I'm just going to go with Babe. Yeah, the Great Bambino. Oh, I thought that was some girl's name on this baseball. Baby Ruth? So I got to go with Babe for Babe Ruth. So pretty, you know, that's legendary. And actually, your text message earlier, that was like, oh, I got to go with him, number one. So all right, Brett, we're going to you, number three.
That wasn't the reason for the text.
Okay, all right, good.
Another Yankee, Joe DiMaggio. The Yankee Clipper or Jolton Joe. But all right.
You went Yankee Clipper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dinky Donuts too.
All right. Donuts. Good, gotta get the Seinfeld reference in. At all costs.
Yep.
We're gonna go snake draft here. So Dave, you're gonna have the fourth and the fifth pick.
Okay, this is a little tough for me, but I'm gonna go double basketball on this one. So I gotta take Dominique, the human highlight reel or the human highlight film. I love that nickname, and probably one of the best in-game dunkers out there. And for the next one, I'll have to stick, and you know I've gotta take him, so I gotta take Shaq. You know, it's Shaq, also the Diesel, the big Aristotle. I mean, you gotta put Diesel down. So I mean it's only perfect that I gotta take him in this draft.
No doubt. I love it. All right. Brett, we're going back to you.
All right, I'm getting my top two, surprisingly.
Nice.
We're going Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba.
Yeah, that's
that was my other choice.
That's just a pretty awesome nickname there. So, all right, very good. So I got to go. This being the 330 Sports Show, I'm going to basketball, and I'm going to go with LeBron King James. So, good old King James with the seventh overall pick here. So, Greg, we're wrapping right back around to you. And if you guys don't mind, I'm going to try to do the best I can, but try to keep track of your baseball, basketball, whatever it might be. So, all right. So, Greg, you're up with pick 8 and 9.
Okay. I'm actually going to go double wild card here. So, the first one, I almost had to like remind myself that this is actually a nickname, but, Eldrick, also known as Tiger Woods.
Great.
And plain and simply known as the great one, Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. That's a solid one, and as hockey as it gets right there, and literally as fitting as it gets. And Tiger, you know, that's right up there with, you know, Babe Ruth, you know, with, when you think of it's synonymous with him more than, like, I bet you if you took a poll, no one knows, like, not 50% of people would know as Eldrick. Would. All right, very good. All right, to me with pick 10, yeah, see, we're doing pretty good on time here. I am going to go with a wild card as well. And there's a ton in this sport of boxing. I'm going to go with Iron Mike Tyson.
Is he coming out of retirement to fight?
Yeah, the very fitting, too. Fighting Jake Paul out of, Westlake, Ohio. So
Greg and I talked about we'd still be scared to fight him if he, even if it was 75. So.
Oh, my God. Anyone that has a tattoo on their face and is nicknamed Iron, you just back away. All right, Brett, we're going to you for number 11.
You know what? I think I'm going football here. There's some really good ones in football, but I'm going with. I'm moving this around a little bit, but this one is it. Christian Okoye, the Nigerian Nightmare.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That is really good. All right, very good. Christian Okoye, maybe the second best running back on Tecmo Bowl behind Bo Jackson. But yeah, that's a solid pick there. Kansas City Chief legend. Dave, we're going to you with pick 12 and 13.
All right, let's see. I'll jump into some baseball here too, and I'll go with Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Nice.
And then I'll mix it up. I'll throw in some football as well, and I'll go with prime time. So we're on Deion Sanders.
Yeah, you got some good picks there. And now he just dropped the time. It's just prime right now with Coach. And Shoeless Joe Jackson, real quick fact. I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard he grew up so poor that he actually didn't wear shoes, but he was super fast. So that's where I guess the nickname came from.
I heard it was like a minor league game where he blisters and he just played without him or something. You heard the same, Brett? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, disregard what I said. Okay. That's good. That's good. All right. So Shoeless Joe Jackson, 12, prime Coach Prime, or Deion Sanders, prime time, number 13. Mr. Franklin, to you.
Okay, hold on one second. I got basketball. You know what? I'm going to go back to childhood here. We're going back to baseball. We're going with Fred McGriff, the crime dog.
Yeah, that's good. That is very good. I remember he got traded from, I think, the Padres to the Atlanta Braves. And that same day, like, the stadium caught on fire in Atlanta. And they were like, here comes the crime dog. You can reference that story too. I don't know if that's true, but I vaguely remember that. All right. I am going to go. I'm going to go with this one. You guys will like it and she'll like it too. I'm going to go with the Big Hurt. Frank Thomas.
Well played.
That was my next pick there, man.
Which good one. Which, fun fact, I'm 95% positive because, Dave, I know you're down in the Sarasota area a lot. Greg's been down there. I'm down there a lot. I'm pretty sure he is a Sarasota resident.
Oh, is now, he?
So full time. So, yeah, might be. If I ever see him, I'm dropping that in there and give him a little wink or something. All right, we are through. Greg's going to end technically one of the first regions here with pick 16, and then we'll wrap back around for pick 17. So, Greg, you got two.
Okay. Yeah, basketball, it really does have a lot. So I'm going to go back to basketball, and I'm going to go Julius Erving, better known as Dr. J. and jump into baseball. I guess when you let in for Frank Thomas and New York going there, but a similar big nickname, the big unit, Randy mm-hmm. Johnson, which is also very fitting.
Very fitting. All right, very good. All right, so Dr. J and the big unit, I am going to go here. I'm going to go back to basketball too. And I am going to go with not Edgar Moscow, but I'm going to go with another guy that always delivered and kind of a piece of trash off the court. But Carl Malone, the mailman. So, the mailman always delivered. Unfortunately, I think he's like still number three in all-time NBA scoring, but also kind of a piece of shit off of it. But but we'll stick to nicknames here and not dive into that. All right, Brett. And we got to get our Edgar Moscow reference in here too. So, Brett, we're going to you. Pick 19.
We got a lot of basketball names still in here, so I'm gonna shift over to them, and we're going with Andre Kirilenko, AK-47.
That's a really cool nickname too. Using his initials, I mean, he wore the number 47.
He did, yeah.
So, I mean, that guy was a very underrated. He was like a fantasy basketball stud in like the mid 2000s.
He was fun to watch.
Yeah, he's a stat sheet stuffer, definitely. Yeah.
And I believe he had some sort of rule with his girlfriend or wife off the court as well. You guys can look into that off the show. So I believe it involved road trips and something like that. So you guys can look into that. I'm making up Shoeless Joe Jackson. So who knows if it's true or not. All right. So Dave, we're going to you. You have picks 20 and 21.
All right. We'll jump back. We'll go into football and we'll go William Perry with the fridge. It's a classic one out there. And then I'll go to baseball and I'll round my picks out for baseball. I do like the Man of Steel, Ricky Henderson. So kind of a double.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is.
I didn't even have that one on my list. I forgot about that one. That's a really good one. I like the play on words there.
Yes.
All right. So William Refrigerator Perry and Ricky Henderson, the Man of Steel, 20 and 21. Brett, you have number 22.
Okay, I think we're gonna go a little wild card here, and we're gonna represent Ohio a little bit with Jack Nicklaus, the Golden Bear.
That's a good one. Good one,
yeah.
Good pick.
Both my golfers are gone.
this two solid picks there, and I mean, you say the Golden Bear, and you say Tiger, you know who you're talking about, even if you don't golf.
How many guys have a like a high school name? I mean, the Upper Arlington is the Upper Arlington Golden Bears, so yeah. Such a famous nickname that they named his high school after him. So it's pretty iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very, very cool. All right. So I got pick 23. Might as well. It's fitting. I'm gonna go with Michael Air Jordan at pick 23 here. So I had him coming up anyway, so might as well go with number 23, Air Jordan. The shoes are still synonymous. I think everybody, you know, at one point either wanted the shoes or owned a pair. So, 23, Michael Air Jordan. Greg, you have 24 and 25 coming up.
Okay, so we're going to go. And again, this is not a character pick, to say the least, but this is a great nickname, and I believe the LAPD even called him this when he was riding the Ford Bronco when they were trying to get him to pull over. So O.J. Simpson, also known as the Juice, with my first pick. And then I'll jump over to basketball and Pistol Pete Maravich.
Mm. Yeah, both really good picks. Franklin, as a Bills fan, How do Bills fans feel about OJ?
There's a distance.
You don't see a lot of OJ jerseys in the Bills stadium, do you?
You don't see a lot of those on the stadium.
Is his number retired or is he on the Ring of Honor or whatever? I thought he was, but I don't know. I don't know.
He may have still been after the whole initial stuff, but you know that him actually going to jail for that fraud. I don't know if they may have taken him down. I wish I knew. I don't pay attention too much to that sort of stuff, but
yeah.
They'll put him back up when he finds the killer.
If it don't fit, you must acquit. Oh, but that, you know, the funny thing is Reggie Bush lost his Heisman for like taking some money. This guy freaking kills two people. Ah, keep your Heisman. Anyway. All right. Pistol Pete Maravich. Unfortunately, too, he just lost his record, but that guy was unbelievable at LSU and then in the pros. So great picks there. So for me with 26 here, man, there's so many freaking good ones. I'm going to go with another. I'm going to go with another local guy here, and I'm going to go with boxing again. I'm going to go with Ray Boom Boom Mancini just because of that nickname is just, and again, I don't know where it comes from. You know, he's around Youngstown all the time. So if I see him, but I'm sure it's out there, but I'm guessing it's from the sound of the gloves hitting. So I'm going to go with Boom Boom Mancini at 26. And Brett, we're going to go back to you.
Okay. All right. Oh boy. There's so many. All right. I'm going to go football here. I'm going to try and round out my football at least. I got to represent Ohio State here. Jack Tatum, the assassin.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah, that guy was, I mean, before our time, but awesome.
He would not be alive.
Still a legend. All right. All right, so Franklin takes the assassin, Jack Tatum, excuse me. Dave, you got two picks here, 28 and 29.
All right, I'll do a little wild card, and I'll stick with basketball, and I'll go with the round mound of rebound, a.k.a. Sir Charles, a.k.a. Charles Barkley. For nice. One of them. And for the other one, I'm going to throw out one that's, you know, I mean, not a great player, but had probably the greatest nickname. Did come to the NFL after the XFL, so I'm going to go with Rod Smart. He hate me. Yes. So, just a great, like, that's like a legendary name from that league. So,
that is good. He did make it to the NFL?
I think so, yeah. I think he played for the Panthers or something, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, nice.
I don't know how he got that nickname, but it was great.
That was good, and you fit in Charles Barkley. That was initially the first one I thought of, Franklin, when you said the multiple nicknames was Charles Barkley. So that's good. He went and then Rod Smart, he hate me. So Brett, to you, sir.
All right. We're going to get a little admirable here with David Robinson, the Admiral.
Good call. And again, very fitting, went to Navy. And I will say, you know, of like, all the any athlete I've ever met, I will say that is the nicest human being too, I think I've ever met out of, you know, the ones I've run into before. He is just a legit good dude, and all of 7'1" or 7'2" or whatever he is, he's a big ass dude. So the Admiral David Robinson, good pick. All right, I have 31 here, and I am gonna go. I love this guy when he played. He was kind of towards the end of his career. But like when we were in middle school, I loved watching this guy play. And his teammate might get taken in this too, but I'm going to go with Gary Payton, the glove. I like love the way he played defense, talk trash, all that stuff. But the glove, Gary Payton. And Greg, that will put you up for two picks here.
Okay. We go with maybe the only self-proclaimed nickname on this list, Muhammad Ali, the greatest.
Mm.
And then I'm going to jump to football and go to Sweetness, Walter Payton.
Good call. Yeah. That. I mean, these are just fun, though, too. I mean, yeah, like Muhammad Ali, no one's telling you you can't give yourself a nickname. But, like it's not cool to give yourself a nickname. Somebody else has to do it, but no one's going to be like, Muhammad or, you know, maybe let's back off. Or not Lou Alcindor. What was his name before? It was
Cassius Clay.
So let's back that up a little bit. But no, that's obviously no one's going to complain about that one. All right. So back to me. All right. I got a lot here that are going to be available, but I'm going to go with another guy that played in a similar era as Gary Payton, the glove, played with, you know, in the Jordan era, but like had a really nice run for a white basketball player. I'm going to go with white chocolate, Jason Williams.
I was going to go there.
I mean,
great those passes, those, you know, off the elbow and everything.
Oh my God. He was fun. And really good. Really good. So, all right. So, Brett, we're going back to you. Pick 35.
Damn, I was hoping you were going to take one of these two. That way I could just ease my pick. But, all right, we're sticking with basketball. We're going with Clyde the Glide Drexler.
Nice.
So this is an interesting one because I was reading up and it says that he got that name in high school, but I swear to God, I got to find it. But I was listening, I think it was a Bill Simmons podcast years ago where Jim Nance claimed, because Jim Nance went to Houston when Phi Slamma Jamma was there. Jim Nance, I believe, claimed that he coined the nickname Clyde the Glide. So I'll have to get to the bottom of that one.
Really?
When he was like a student, he was writing for the newspaper at University of Houston. But then when I was reading the other day, they said it was that he got the name in high school. So Jim Nance might be full of shit.
kind of like my Shoeless Joe story earlier.
I don't know, Jim.
That might be true, Justin.
I don't know, Jim. Sounds fake. Sounds fake. Sounds made up.
Clyde the Glide, really, Jim?
All right. We'll try to verify that. So, Dave, we're going to go with you, 36 and 37. We're going quick here. We're doing a good job.
All right. Well, my basketball was taken. So I will go with another guy in basketball. Probably, you know, got away with a lady name. We're going to go Grandmama Larry Johnson. And then I'll throw the wild card in there too, but I will go with a pretty boy. So Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah. It's just pretty boy.
Yeah. He might have a couple, but
yeah. Yeah. No, he's.
Cause I think money was another one. Money Mayweather is one
that I thought of. So we'll go with pretty boy Money Mayweather on that one. That's good. All right. So Grandmama, by the way, NBA Jam and those Charlotte Hornets jackets with him and Alonzo Mourning. Like, insane. All right. Brent, we're going back to you.
All right. I think I got all my stuff. Now I can just have some fun with this. Sweet. I want to do hockey. We're going Super Mario Lemieux.
Nice. Yeah. Any of the ones that play on the names is so good.
Yeah.
Especially like, you know, like we didn't have a hockey team like in Cleveland growing up. So Pittsburgh, you know, all of us, I don't think are, you know, like the Pirates really, or definitely not the Steelers, but it was kind of cool to root for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and they were owned by the DeBartolos for a while. So another little fact there, but yeah, Super Mario and Yarmir Yager, they were awesome. In that era. All right. To me, I've been trying to keep track of my picks, and I have no idea where I'm at right now. So I'm just going to take I think I'm going to go football here. And I saw this on a commercial a couple years, one of those Geico commercials. And it's always just stuck with me. But they go, was Ed too tall, Jones too tall? So I'm going to go with Too Tall Jones, because I feel like, Franklin, that would be right up your alley. I feel like that should be like a band name or something, Too Tall Jones. But get like a real tall, like guitar player or something. But yeah, Ed Too Tall Jones is my next pick in the football category. So Greg, now we'll go back to you, 40 and 41.
Okay. I'm going to go to wild card, and I'm going to go to a nickname that this man was so committed to that he actually legally changed his name, and that's Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
Wow. He
legally changed his name to Marvelous Marvin Hagler, I think in 1982. So that's like a George Costanza level of like being committed to something.
Yes.
So good for Marvin. And then jump over to baseball and go to Lou Gehrig, the Iron Horse, because I think that was very, obviously very fitting for his career.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, because he held that record before Cal Ripken, right? Before Cal Ripken broke it, the streak.
Like, he basically played in every game until he got ALS and couldn't play.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable.
That's awesome. So Marvelous Marvin Hagler. I didn't know that. That is his real official name. Yeah. That's amazing. All right. I'm going to go with in my next pick. Oh, and by the way, the Iron Horse too, with Lou Gehrig. All right. 42. I don't know if Jackie Robinson had a nickname or not, but I'm not picking him, but at 42, that would have been fitting. But I am going to take another football guy here, and I'm going to take a guy that was really into, like, he was real spiritual, really religious. He was also a minister and a great defensive end. I'm going to go with Reggie White, the minister of defense, with my next pick. So that will be close out my football one there. And Brett, we're going to go to you for 43.
All right, we're going to stick with some football. And guy was evil, was powerful. He hated Optimus Prime. We're going Calvin Johnson, Megatron.
Nice. Yeah. And somehow was an amazing wide receiver that went to Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
And was considered the top wide receiver coming out still.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great pick though. That guy was awesome. All right, Mr. Hodge, we are going to you with picks 44 and 45 here.
Okay. All right. We'll stick with football. And I mean, I have to look this one up and remember, is Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco. Did he actually like legally change his name to Ocho Cinco at 1.2?
I think he did.
Does that count as a nickname, though? I mean,
it still counts. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll go with Chad Johnson for Ocho Cinco for one of them. Definitely a character. And then I'll go back to baseball. I'll go more traditional. I kind of like the Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man.
Yeah. So there you go. You got Lou Gehrig, the Iron Horse, and you got Cal Ripken, the Iron Man. Very good. Very good picks. And for those that don't speak Spanish, Ocho Cinco is 85. And that's the number he wore. But yeah, solid picks there. Brett, 46.
For those who know habla.
Yeah, that's Daniel.
O Nino is Spanish for the Nino. All right. You know what? I'm going to have – let's have some fun with this one. We all love him. We all supported him. Mr. Bartolo Colon, Big Sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was his nickname.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And boy, some nicknames are fitting and some are not. Some are just ironic.
Ironic, yes. Yeah.
All right. All right. For my next one, I gotta go with the technical all-time home run leader without an asterisk. I'm gonna go with Hammerin' Hank Aaron. I like the alliterations too in these nicknames. So Hammerin' Hank is real good. And I was born on July 14th, so I always like the number 714. So that number kind of stuck with me. And I think that was Babe Ruth's total before Hank Aaron broke it. So that was like tied the record there, I think. So, and again, I'm just slinging out possible facts that could be truth, could be not. But for some reason, I think the record he broke it was 715 and Babe Ruth ended his career with 714. So Hammerin' Hank Aaron, 47. Greg, you have 48 and 49 here.
Okay, so I think I'm gonna go to, just to mix it up a little bit, I'm gonna go to a sport we haven't done yet. Auto racing. I'm gonna go Dale Earnhardt Sr., the Intimidator, because that was just a great nickname and obviously very fitting of his style of driving. And then jump to football. Go back a ways, but Broadway Joe Namath. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Too bad we couldn't get Susie Colbert for this broadcast. And this is interesting too, because Joe Namath went to Alabama, yeah. And he's thrown a touchdown in the Super Bowl, but no Alabama player has scored a point in a Super Bowl. Isn't that wild? Like not kicked an extra point, a field goal, or scored an actual touchdown. There's been players that have thrown a touchdown. Jalen Hurts does not count because he did not finish his career at Alabama. So
that's he finished really
with Oklahoma. So a little trivia there. So
So Devontae Smith didn't score in that Super Bowl then.
No, remember Brett? Remember Brett's text? He went out of bounds at like the 4-yard line.
That's right. Like, too bad Forrest Gump never made an NFL roster.
That's a good point. Yeah, he would have at least returned one or two kicks. But the Intimidator, Dale Earnhardt, that's a solid pick, and Broadway Joe Namath. All right, with me, I am going pick 50 here. We got about, 16 more to 15 more to go here. So I am going to go – oh, man. This is like the last couple rounds of a draft here. But, okay, I'm going to go with a player that unfortunately, because of the color of his skin, he was not able to play in the major leagues most of his career. But when he did, he joined the Cleveland Indians. And the legend that I read was his feet were so big, they were like a satchel. So I'm going with Leroy Satchel Paige.
And I thought his literal first name was Satchel. So I learned something today.
That's what we try to bring to the show, a little knowledge. So the Alabama trivia fact and Satchel, you can put that in your back pocket. And
so he had huge feet then.
Apparently. That's the legend. So they were big like a satchel. At least that's what the lady said. So.
I was kind of going, huge feet, eh? He probably was pretty popular then.
Oh, man. All right. So, Brett, sorry, had to tee that one up for you, but we're going to you.
All good. This is going back to a little bit of childhood, I think, too, at least middle school era. This guy was good for giving you some coin for your thoughts. Anthony Penny Hardaway.
Good call. Yeah. Yeah, and again, a guy that wore number one, too, with the penny. And I think his grandma couldn't pronounce his first name, Anthony, so they called him Anthony, and then that's where Penny came in, because no one could say it. All right, very good. All right.
I feel like any of these could be completely made up, but they all sound good.
I'm
I love all these stories though.
I feel like all of them are true in some way. Now I'm backtracking on the Shoeless Joe one a little bit, but I thought that was true. We'll see.
You should just do one where like Justin just makes up a story, like, makes up a story for every pick, and then you have to like the viewers have to decide if it's truth or fiction.
Two truths and a lie. All right. Dave, we're going to you. You have picks 52 and 53.
All right. I'm going to go double football. I'm going to go a little bit of probably, well, well-known in college for both these guys, but I'll go with Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger.
Mm.
And I'm going to go Johnny Football for the next one. So anyone who's got, like, football in their name and just go by Johnny Football, I'll throw him in there.
Yeah. Awesome pick. If he was a Texas A&M,
yes,
Aggie, not so much Cleveland Brown.
Brown, yeah.
Also went by.
I saw something about him saying he's not retired yet. Like he wants to make a comeback. I'm like,
he still hasn't watched a second of film.
No.
And this is a true story. The Vegas story where he went to Vegas on like a. And he's supposed to be at practice or something, and he went as Billy Football, or like they everybody called him Billy out there, but he was it was Johnny Manziel. So I don't know. That story is true. All right, Brett, you have pick 54.
Four, okay, we're getting down to the bottom, and I'm hated when he played for that team over in New York, but he came to the Indians and loved him. Mr. Hard Hitting Mark Whitten.
Nice. Ooh. Yeah.
Right. He's one of the four homer in a game club too, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good call. Yeah, he was.
I think it was the ALCS. They were playing the Yankees. I think he hit two home runs that game. The Indians ended up winning. Him and Tommy both were like smacking dingers all game.
I forgot about him. He was really good. He was real good. All right. We are going to me. I am going to go with. Oh man! You know what? I'm going to go with a guy again. I didn't realize it was his nickname until I started doing some research with this. Great storyteller, great one-liners, but I'm going to go with Lawrence Yogi Berra.
Nice.
I actually thought his name was Yogi for forever, but Lawrence.
There.
So, all right, that is my pick here. Greg, we are going back to you.
Okay. Going to somebody that has another guy that has multiple nicknames. So, the great Larry Bird, also known as Larry Legend, but I think the one that I want to use for the draft is the Hick from French Lick.
Yes.
That'll be my first one. And then just because it's like, I guess I'll go with the more recent version of this nickname. I believe Sugar Ray Robinson would have started this, but I'm going to go Sugar Ray Leonard just because Sugar Ray is just a great like boxing nickname.
Yeah. And those guys could all back it up too, because yeah. I don't know where that comes from. Was that because it's like I'm as sweet as sugar? I don't know.
You probably, know? Probably.
But yeah, I don't
just,
have.
It just goes. You know, it goes off the tongue easy. So
no doubt. All right, so you went with Sugar Ray Leonard.
Sugar Ray Leonard. Just yeah. A little more
yeah. Or Sugar Ray Robinson. Whatever. Either way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I was going with the Hick from French Lick as my next pick, so that was a solid one. I am gonna go with another boxing one here. I'm gonna go with Evander, the real deal Holyfield. The as Charlie Steiner once said, the 50th best boxer in Georgia. Steiner, where you at? All right,
I'll get you whooping.
Real deal Holyfield. And actually got him and Iron Mike, and Iron Mike once bit part of his ear off too. So Fun fact there. And I think his kid ended up playing running back at Georgia, too, for a little bit. Holyfield's son. So
yeah, I think you're right.
All right. So that was pick 58. Brett, you have pick 59 here.
I've got two more to go. I'm sticking with the fun. We're going basketball. Daryl Griffin, Dr. Dunkenstein.
Or oh, that's a good one. That's real good. Dr. Dunkenstein, Daryl Griffin. All right. That is going to bring Dave Hodge to his final two picks. We got 60 and 61.
Throwing out some zingers here. So we'll go basketball for the first one. We'll go Rocker Alston, Skip to My Lou, and one, the And One mixtape tour, if you remember him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And then, I mean, we'll see if you're going to allow this one, but I'm going to go. We haven't, we've been sticking to mainstream sports, but there's probably one sport that maybe you may call it a sport that has probably the greatest nicknames across the board. But you got to go with Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, right?
There you go. That's acceptable. That's acceptable.
All right. Well, there's a Chris Boucher I could have gone with, but we'll go with the Nature Boy.
All right. No, I like it. I like it. The Nature Boy, Ric Flair. And Skip to My Lou. That completes Dave's draft. That's all 16 picks. I'm not going to read them all because that would be ridiculous, but I will post them all. Brett, you got your last pick here, pick 62.
Dave and I were on the same wavelength here. I got to go a little bit more personal because fantasy baseball's coming up. We're going with Brett the Hitman Hart.
Nice, yeah.
Like it.
With the Hitmen.
I learned like 3 months ago that I never really thought about the fact that his move was the sharpshooter and his nickname was the Hitman. And that was like those two, like, you know, sharpshooter, Hitman. I'd never thought about that. One day in my life, I read that. It was one of those like tweets where it was like, I was today years old when I realized mm-hmm. that the sharpshooter was a playoff Hitman.
Yeah.
I mean, I still have like 30 more on my list, but I got to pick one and I'm between two baseball ones here. So I am just going to go with the one that I think is cool. Goes again off of his name. I'm going to go with the Wizard of Oz. Not Ozzie Newsome, which you could say is a football player, but Ozzie Smith. So the Wizard of Oz. For my final pick here, and that was pick 63. Greg, you started the draft. You're going to finish it.
I started it. I'm going to finish it. So this one is there's still some really good ones on the board, but this is a nickname that I heard a lot. It never took off, and I feel like it is an amazing nickname, and I've never heard him called it one time in a nationally. And now it's even more fitting because he's on the Yankees. Juan Soto, I don't know if you guys know, his original nickname coming up was Childish Bambino. I think that is the coolest nickname that never took off.
Hmm.
Never heard that, yeah.
Is he just going off the rapper?
Yeah, it's like a playoff of that. Okay. And a playoff of Babe Ruth, you know? Like it's like,
Yeah.
And now he's on the Yankees. So I just calling that out as a really creative nickname, but I'd never hear him called that. Maybe it's too many syllables.
That's really good. I had no idea on that one either. Okay. Yeah, you guys threw some curveballs at me that I didn't even have. Like I had a list of like 90 names and you know, you guys threw out like five or six that I didn't even have on my list. So that's awesome.
I saw
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll tell you what. Give me we'll do a play-in tournament here. Give me your last one that you got as your favorite.
I'm going to go with Orlando Hernandez, El Duque.
Okay.
I hated him as a pitcher. Ain't facing him, team. You know my teams. Yeah.
Okay. Dave, you got one?
Oh man, there's so many. I'll throw in, you know what, I looked hard, and you know what, most of these nicknames, there's a lot of guys have nicknames. There's not a lot of females with nicknames, but the best one I could find was Serena Williams, the queen of the court. So
okay. Yeah, no, that's a real good one. I was actually going to use a female one too, just because I had a little diversity here too. I was going to go with FloJo, Florence Griffith Joyner, like kind of a track star back in the day. So she was kind of like flamboyant, had like long nails, long hair, stuff like that. So Greg, you got one more? You want to throw in there?
Yeah, there's, oh gosh, there's,
I mean, we got like 50 more.
But I got 50. We all got 50 more. And there's some that are probably people are going to be like, how did you guys not draft them?
Yeah.
But Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was close to be thinking about me too.
Yeah. We're not going to go through all the leftovers here, but there are so many good ones. And depending on your taste or your sport or whatever, we could probably list 50 more, but I thought this week
off the Steelers for a reason, because there's a lot of them.
Yeah, exactly.
That is, yes.
Yes.
And that's why Spires couldn't make the draft, and that's his loss, because he left a lot of Steelers.
Yeah, the boss wasn't there, yeah.
Yep. Mean Joe Green.
Yep. There's a lot of good ones, and so our apologies to any we didn't draft, but nothing personal, because just the way it's used by an announcer can make the name too. So all right, we're recording this late, so we're gonna end it here, because I know we got the time change. Dave needs to go to bed. I'm getting freaking tired. So for Greg, for Dave, for Brett, I'm Justin. Appreciate you guys, and we will we'll have some more of these coming in the future, but this was fun. Post any of your guys in the comments, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. This is original Youngstown content. Feel free to share our videos and tell your friends about us. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow us.